the Doug Steffen Good Day program, although it sounds like Doug is outnumbered about 14 to 1.
Yeah, I'm running.
Right, you're running away?
This is scary.
Really? We have the services of Robin Marshall today on the program, along with Rich, who's in the control room in our major studio at our, at our originating network. It is kind of the controlling network, too. Yeah, right.
Do you feel powerful?
I do.
Especially when he screws things up.
Yep.
All right,
that's
so
my job.
We have, let's see, who else do we have among us? We could bring Edgar into this, too. Edgar's here. Andrea Metcalf is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. The good thing about all these women, Richie, is they're all exercisers. Roberta's on an exercise routine. Robin is on an exercise routine. We have Roberta. Charlotte's on an exercise routine as well. And then, of course, there is the queen of exercising. The lady who knows more about muscles in her body and everybody else's body than anybody else I know. She's the author of Naked Fitness. Andrea Metcalf is here to help. Let's see. You can help Robin today. Robin is a walker, but she doesn't do anything with the rest of her body, I don't think.
Well, the rest of your body goes with you when you're walking.
Yeah, but...
Jeez!
That's an interesting perspective there. I guess it's hard to argue with that. However, Andrea, what should Robin be doing when she's walking besides just carrying the rest of her body with her?
You could do a little walk-a-lotties, which is Pilates while you walk, and just one is be conscious of your posture. Two is pull your belly in and make sure that your head stays over your butt instead of leaning forward through your stride. And then the third thing you can do are waist rotations. So you would just bring your arms up, bent into the chest, and then rotate right elbow forward and left elbow back with the opposing foot strike. And that helps then tone up your core and your shoulders. So you'll get some upper body movements in too.
All right, let's do that again so that we get the gist of it. The arms, what are we doing with the arms again? Let's do, this is, we ought to have the television cameras on right now. How do we do television cameras? The arms are doing what? You look like a chicken sort of when you're walking that way, don't you?
Yeah, you've got it. You bring your arms up to a T and then bend them into your chest.
So just to say, wait a minute, hold on just a second. All the women I know are more concerned about how they would look as they're doing that than what effect it would have on their body. You're the only person I know who has apparently enough of an image.
Confidence
to do that. I don't know of any other people that I know who would...
that's true, Doug, because I've seen people actually going down the street doing it.
And do they look idiotic?
Do they look a little bit silly? Not as silly as somebody who looks out of shape.
Okay. Good point.
All right. So it all is in your mind, and that's where you generate this stuff anyway, in your mind. Exercise is a state of mind, and then it becomes a state of body. You agree with that, yeah. Andrea?
Oh, absolutely. I do, too.
I do. You know, I had someone write to me yesterday saying that they're 230 pounds, they're 5'7", they don't really like to exercise, but they came to my site, and they're asking all these questions, and I said, you know what, the first thing you have to do is you have to want it, and first is awareness, then there's desire, and then the desire has to become strong enough to present action, and that's not just action of clicking on a website, it's actually saying, okay, I can do this, but it's got to start with the whole mind thing of beliefs. And I talk a lot about that. I really think a positive attitude and a belief, and certainly walking is the first step, no pun intended. But then at some point, you're going to need to, you know, just lift your own body weight. And Robin, with the kids that you have, as many as you have, you're doing a lot of running around and laundry and grocery shopping. And a lot of those daily activities actually can be great strength workouts that you don't necessarily need a strength routine.
All right, so here's the routine. Mm-hmm. You go into the aisle where the soap is, the big jugs of soap. You get two of them, and you do this. Like you do bicep curls with 5 gallons of liquid soap.
Yeah, the other day I was bringing in 4 gallons of milk, had 2 gallons in each hand.
Yeah, you're
like,
hell of
this
an
is nah, this is great workout. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So while I was walking in, I was swinging them. That's a load there.
Right.
Now, and when I go, What I do is I put one foot on the bottom rung of the shopping cart and fly. To me, that is shopping.
Yeah, right. Perfect. So, Andrea is the author of Naked Fitness, a 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. I was talking with a friend of mine the other night, Andrea, about when I come back to the farm after a 3 or 4 month hiatus, the activity quotient that I've been in, I'm doing some things, but I'm not doing them as regularly as I am here. So I spent all day on Saturday loading and unloading trucks and stuff. So when I got home Saturday night, I was extraordinarily stiff. But it was a good feeling because every year as I get started, I've had the same feeling for 30, 40 years. That first day, stiff, I take one of those Doane's back pills, go to sleep. Next morning, I'm fine. But I probably, if I were able to have you around coaching me more, I probably would have been in better shape so it wouldn't have affected me, right?
Well, I mean, it's still different movements. And, you know, we're trying in the fitness world to teach people those integrated movements so that you're not sore when you all of a sudden go to the sperm. But the reality is, unless you're doing those repetitive motions, your muscles aren't used to it. But that's a great reminder that, you know, that you're still in pretty good shape. If you can get through the day, Doug, and be a little bit sore. There's going to come a time, like it or not, that you're going to stop halfway through the day. Unless you continue to stay in shape.
No, I'm not. I'm going to find a good woman who will keep me in shape. And that'll be, that's,
now,
see. We'll go back to the dating guy. And
that's right, your job.
In a moment, I want to talk to you about what my doctor told me yesterday about losing height. Richie's going to make fun of me, but it's okay.
You better watch out.
I'll be able, I can handle it. Because
I'm shrinking.
That's exactly what he told me yesterday. We'll talk about that in a minute. And maybe Andrea has some suggestions. About, I'll tell you what he told me to do, and then you can tell me, Andrea, what we need to do. Those of us who are getting a little longer on the tooth and a little shorter in stature, what is it we do to keep that from happening? 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
A literal mover and shaker, Andrea Metcalf, is here, who is in charge of our physical fitness routine. So before you go, I want to tell you what the doctor said yesterday. I got my physical, and I have been 5'9 plus all my life. And he says, okay, he doesn't, you're 5'8. I looked at him and said, what do you mean I'm 5'8? I'm 5'9. He said, no, you're 5'8. I said, how have I lost an inch in a year? And so he tells me about the shrinkage of a centimeter and all of the vertebrae and the discs and yada, yada. And basically says, Andrea, that what I need to do continually through the day is to sort of go down, forward, back, side to side, and that'll help these discs and the stuff around them from getting any shorter. And then you can hang upside down on one of those things that I forget what they call them. So what do you think of that? What do you have when it comes to that sort of thing? How do you help people not get short?
Well, I definitely believe that movement and circulation will hydrate those discs to mm-hmm. keep them like sponges.
Right.
When
that's
the sponge dries out over on the counter, you see how it shrinks.
Yep.
And gravity keeps shortening our connective tissues so that it's not only like having the sponge shrink, but it's like having, you know, sponge on top of sponge on top of sponge on top of sponge, and then put a weight on top of it, your bowling ball head. So I think the movement is correct. However, anti-gravity and hanging upside down isn't necessarily a great thing for your body, although it reverses blood flow and it will, you know, strengthen the arteries. We do have issues with optic tears, our muscle and nerve tears around the eye.
Really?
So it's not recommended for any extended period of time.
How about if you close your eyes?
No, stand on your head once in a while, but don't hang there for 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, a couple of minutes, maybe.
I wouldn't go more than 2 minutes.
See how he's pushing it? He's pushing it.
All right. Well, I mean, but she said, but she's right. Yeah. Doctor said it was like a sponge. It's he said that's exactly what he said. All right. Andrea's a winner. Andrea Metcalf.
Yay.
Check out her website. You go to DougStefan.com. The contributors box has a picture of Andrea. Click on that and go to her website and get the story behind the story and lots of these great things. Plus, we feature in the Better Living box every day material from Andrea and what she is twittering and featuring and et cetera, et cetera. Hi, Andrea. You can check out Andrea later on today on the Today Show. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All right, so Blake Shelton apparently is country music's hottest guy.
He sure is.
You have a compatriot here with Robin. She loves country music as well.
Hold on a second. Can I just tell you, I don't know where you have heard country music in New York, but for the years that I was there, I was not exposed to it. I moved to the South, and I'm telling you, I love it.
Right.
Love it.
21 after.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Three after from The Voice last night, Jermaine Paul opens up the show, Living on a Prayer.
Could be sacrilegious.
I don't like this guy at all.
No energy.
Nothing.
No.
Christina thought that she would have chosen a better song for Jermaine, but his coach Blake thinks it was a good fit. So he's on Blake's team. I thought he was on.
You know, as much as I love Blake, he's having a hard time with his team this year. I'm a little sad.
But he is people's hottest country guy of the year.
Sure is.
He got
all about that personality.
All right, this is lousy.
This next.
Oh, right. It was just the personality.
Chris Simon does the Garfunkel.
Opera guy, isn't it?
Oh my God.
I think it is.
That does not belong on The Voice.
Opera?
Yes.
Now, remember, Clay Aiken knocked this one out of the park when he did it on American Idol. So
yeah,
let's give him
true.
A shot.
All right. Give him a minute. Wait till the crescendo.
I will drive them all.
You know what? Chris
could get good. Nah, he could get good.
I think he should be in church singing this.
Actually,
didn't an opera winner, a singer, win on American Idol once?
Here we go.
I have this urge to sing
over troubled water. I will.
It's taking too long to get to this. And a big voice, so and the judges liked it. So, 2 points for him. Hey, it's all right.
I still get Clay Aiken the thumbs up on this.
Here's
one.
Ray Lynn singing a country version of Wake Up Call, Jennifer. Maroon 5 song.
It's my kind of music.
We like this.
This little girl's voice drives me insane.
You don't like it? You really don't like it? Oh, I think
really
she's
don't.
Such a stylist.
She's adorable, but
she's different. I like her.
I think it sounds like she's trying so hard.
All right, next up is Moses Stone performing Kanye's Stronger, not Kelly Clarkson's Jennifer.
Is
kid a rapper?
Now, I can't wait much longer.
No.
I know I got to be right now.
Your answer.
Adios.
I like this.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
You?
Yeah. I'm not a Kanye fan, but this is kind of cool.
All right. Next up is Naya Kite. Is that her name is pronounced? Naya. Turning Tables song. Blake's her coach.
All that I have is on the floor.
It's pretty.
God only knows what we're fighting.
You need energy in a show like this. You need to bring people around with the energy.
All that
Richie,
I
we got a few
say,
seconds. Let's try Lindsay Pabao. I guess is her name. P-A-B-A-O. Somebody I used to
know.
Interesting. All the women have different sounds.
Put on. All right, anybody not impressed beside me?
No, there's some stuff I like.
I like me too. Yeah. I like a lot of it. Yeah.
All right, 28 after, but it is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You're irrelevant.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web.
There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
A good day to be with you, the Doug Grew crew, the growing crew.
It grew.
The crew grew.
Springtime, everything grows, including the contents and the members of the crew. You see, I have Robin here because Roberta has such a bad attitude much of the time.
Somebody has to keep her in line.
Exactly, yeah. Right, exactly. Another New Yorker. So Robin Marshall is here with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We have a couple of things at DougStefan.com today that hopefully are of interest and import. A couple of, let's see, the video today, first of all. Two-year-old William Stockbro is a lover of Dancing with the Stars. He does a jive dance performance to Jailhouse Rock, Richie, that is becoming actually a big hit. It was posted on YouTube a couple of weeks ago. It's been viewed 9 million times.
Oh, wow.
2 years old?
2 year old.
He's adorable. So cute.
Yeah. So.
And of course, you must thank the parents. Because he didn't videotape himself.
No, right, of course not. Oh, he's so
those
cute.
Are some smart
he's adorable.
Parents.
So cute.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. Good stuff at DougStefan.com. Also today.
Hey, by the way, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
Did you get a chance to watch yesterday's video, the dog, Fiona? You know,
I was sort of saving that for Warren. I did not take a look at it.
It's a neat video.
Is it?
People went and rescued a dog that was found basically in a trash pile.
Poodle. It's a little poodle, right?
It's like a little Bichon type thing. And just the dog was totally blind in both eyes. They saved the dog. It was just infested with fleas, just on a death's door. They get the dog surgery on her eyes, and she can see again. And then they show video of later her playing in the house and just being all nice. It's just a nice, nice little video.
So we have that video also on the homepage at DougStefan.com. The video of the guy who fell off the treadmill. That may be a little cautionary.
Those things are dangerous. You got to be careful.
And then the elephants who used Etch-A-Sketch. That's now come back into prominence since the reference was made.
It was Romney's campaign manager.
Etch-A-Sketch. That too. So those are tons of great videos that are there.
Those things used to make me nervous.
Etch-A-Sketches?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I could never really manipulate the right with the left and make it match.
We have a coordination problem.
Doesn't that tell a lot about my personality?
It does, in fact. Yes, it does. All right, so here's something that a lot of women think is kind of creepy.
Oh, this is the creepiest.
There are... when's the last time you saw a baby that was ugly? Most babies are ugly.
No.
Right?
Yesterday, you know who you are.
There was one so ugly, I actually told the mother that I think she should put him back in, that he hasn't, like, quite ripened.
You did not. You did not.
He's ripened. Undercooked.
Did you say he hadn't quite ripened yet? Is that what you said?
Yeah, hadn't quite ripened yet. He's not done.
All right. So now, there are some moms who are frustrated because they have older children, they love children, apparently there is a group, they're calling themselves Reborns, a group of women who are collecting dolls, and the dolls are so lifelike that they feel to hold them, and they cover them, and they breastfeed them.
Oh.
They make out like they're breastfeeding them.
Well, you know, they do that at nursing homes and at Alzheimer's facilities,
mm-hmm.
Doug.
They give
old women babies, little dolls that are very much like babies, and they wheel them around in strollers. It's quite touching when you see it, though, but it's very common.
They do the same thing with puppies. They bring puppies in to make people feel better, but I've never heard this.
Here's this woman who was on the Today Show yesterday. She's 42 years old, so she's not generally got Alzheimer's, she doesn't have dementia, she doesn't have Parkinson's, she doesn't have anything.
No, except she's just looking for a connection.
Sort of a weird infatuation. She says that she's, quote-unquote, adopted this baby.
She puts them in car seats. This is how intense it is. She, you know, she travels around with them in a car seat.
She has 28 of these dolls and carries a different with her, apparently, each day. She says caring for them fills a deep psychological need. Quote, you know that they're not real, but they look real. And after your real children have grown up, you know that you can have something to hold, cuddle, and love.
So this
is
the empty nest syndrome.
Well, she's paid $4,000 for these dolls. They're expensive.
$4,000, $4,000.
So I think I want to get hired on as her nanny. Can you imagine what an easy gig that is? You go out and do what you need to do. I'll be home taking care of the baby.
Wait, do you know what I just read? There are nannies that are hired for wealthy families based upon how many other wealthy nannies they know. Because the wealthy family knows that the child will be with the right family.
Aye.
And these nannies are making a couple hundred thousand a year.
All right. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think about grown women collecting lifelike dolls and treating them as if they were their own? A, it's a cute, harmless hobby. B, it's a bit weird, but no worse than people who dress their pets.
Getting warmer.
C, it's just creepy.
Yeah, cue the weird music.
D, I think there's something wrong with somebody who does that. Or E, where do they sell these? I want one.
I voted for that.
Yeah, sure.
Right, we also have that up at Facebook.com.
Yeah, what's going on at Facebook, Jason? What do we have at Facebook today?
We asked if this was what you think of the hobby. Fun, spooky. Kim said she thinks it's rather sad. A little pathetic, I guess. Mm. Joan chimed in and said it's spooky and also creepy. And no one so far has chimed in supporting this as a fun, normal, nice hobby. So if you're a supporter, go to Facebook.com and let us know.
All right, what else? This is on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, we have had a lot of stuff going on Facebook. We want to know how private your Facebook page is. Can everyone see it, or is it just for your family and friends?
All right, so you want to know how that shaped up? Yesterday we had a poll on that at DougSteffen.com. Mm-hmm. 47% of those who responded said when we asked who can see your Facebook page, only my family and friends. 28% said anybody and everyone. 17% said I don't know. And 8% said I don't have a Facebook page.
I can't believe 47% said they limit it to family and friends. I can't believe
why?
It.
Why?
Why?
Because it's not meant for that purpose. It's meant for worldwide use.
Oh, yeah. Whatever purpose you want it to be used.
No, I'm shocked.
Shocked.
I'm very shocked.
The majority of my friends, I would say, just use it for a personal, close kind of circle.
Sharing pictures
purposes.
Of babies and things. Yeah.
Sure.
And most of our friends at Facebook said they did it just like that way as well. Andy said it's 100% private, only family and friends.
Just because Marcia we're freaks it, and work in radio, Robin.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. The communications industry.
It's the freakazoid factor.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, in a moment, some more dating stories. For those of you who are trying to get over one way or another, some of the things, and by the way, the use of Facebook now when it comes to dating, people want to know more about you, the job. We had the discussion, wasn't it last week, Richie, the week before? We've had it a couple times about how people are using Facebook to weed out those employees or potential employees.
Yes.
And now they're even asking for your Facebook code, password.
Password.
Now, women and men who are considering dating other women and men want access to the Facebook page as well. Now, I know that's not really what you were talking about, but I read that yesterday. I can't begin. Well, I mean, in a sense, I suppose it helps to separate. You would stop wasting your time.
I want to see the reaction on your face when some woman that you date asks you for your password on your Facebook so that she can check your account.
Next.
First, Doug would have to call us to ask what his password
next.
Is.
Yeah, I would.
Yes.
All right.
I've even learned that in this short period of time.
Next. 18 before the hour on Good Day. Yeah. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Robin Marshall, Roberta Fasinelli. How am I doing with the play card? Pretty good without a scorecard.
So far, so good.
Huh?
Wow.
Richie's in the studio in Washington. All right. So here we have this situation. By the way, the situation's a drunk. Okay, that's a newsflash.
Duh.
Anyway. Hey, just as an aside for a second, Roberta,
whichever one you are.
Jennifer, wasn't there a deal with MTV telling him they were going to throw him off?
Yeah, because he's in rehab, and I guess he was a real pill before, because he was on pills and alcohol. Mm-hmm. So now he's in rehab, and now Snooki's pregnant, so they don't know what they're going to do with the
pregnant Snooki. Is he the father?
No, but he's a sober situation, hopefully, when taping starts this summer. So they're actually looking for new people to add into the house. So if you can fist pump, you know, call MTV and you can go hang out over there.
Keep moving after
I'll
that.
Go right here.
So now back to the originally scheduled programming. you're separated.
Me?
Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So yeah, you're looking around?
You know, you tried this yesterday. He tried getting stuff out of me yesterday and I've just met the man.
I was only making conversation.
I go to the supermarket.
I made conversation.
I bump into people.
Okay.
And I look. And, you know, you do what you got to do. If you feel the need to meet somebody, you put yourself out there a little bit more. It doesn't mean that you're out there panting. But I think we should turn this around a little bit for a second.
Really?
You okay with that?
Listen, I'm just here occupying time and space.
Okay, I see you in this big house that I've gotten lost at least 20 times since I've been here just inside the house. You need a GP. Well, I don't want to go there. What I think we should do is turn this around and ask some callers to call in and see what they could do to entice you to date them.
I think we've tried this.
Yes,
once or twice before.
You did?
Win
a date with Doug, yeah.
Did he win one?
Did they win one?
We've had a couple in
there. Yeah, we've had a few. Yeah.
I think that,
well, how'd that work out?
Not particularly
well. He's still single.
From what I remember. But you can continue with your idea.
I just think that if we should have them guess what things are important to you.
Really?
And if somebody comes up with something.
Beefy arms.
It's something. I already have a little list here.
Really?
So if they come up
you
with things.
You only know me for 24 hours.
That is all it took.
Really? Am I that easy?
No. I'm not saying that. So, but wouldn't it be fun to see if they could hit the list that I have written here?
Just you have written what? What is it that you've written?
I have a few key points that if a woman calls and says that she believes this is what you need to go out with.
Wait, we have about 3 minutes here. 800-510.
3 minutes?
We have 3 minutes. What do you want from me? 800-510-8255. Notice how quiet Richie has been.
Because he knows he's going to be next.
No.
He knows better.
He's happily married. But the essence, well, he's happily married. I'm not sure his wife is happily married, but he's happily married.
Who cares? I'm happy.
Yeah,
she's happily married this week because she's out of town.
Right.
So what is there about this that's going to benefit the people who are listening to this program?
They'll get a date with you, and gosh, Dougie,
but how is that a benefit?
I think that's a benefit.
To have a date with me?
Well, yes, or vice versa. You might find the woman of your dreams out there.
Well, see, the way to sort of switch this around a little bit, I have for most of my adult life settled for what people like you bring to me.
What the hell does that mean? Hold on a second.
It means...
Screw the 3 minutes.
No. It means that I have often succumbed to the desires of my female friends who have friends who think these people would be wonderful partners for me.
He's so the king of setups is what he's saying.
Bring them to me, and to be nice, I would go out with them. I mean, I actually, somebody who did introduce me to a woman that I cared a great deal for, it was no secret that my former wife was a very important part of my life and was for the 40-odd years that I knew her. So there were women who were brought into my life who didn't get that, and they weren't necessarily longed for this world. And it wasn't that I put Tony, that I had a place only for Tony. Tony filled a very important part of my life. Then other women would fill other parts of my life. And I know that sounds crass to some people.
No.
He means boom, chicka, boom, boom.
We know what he means.
Well,
right? But I mean, this was supposed to be fun.
Boom, chicka,
this wasn't supposed to be psychoanalyzed.
Let me tell you what Tony was, Robin. Tony was the brick wall that every woman would run up against every time she said, I want to get married.
Well, no, because I don't want to be married.
Right.
But there were people... other than Hillary, probably, all the other women, and Hillary didn't really have a lot, but she was a setup. A friend of mine set me up with her.
Oh, Hillary Clinton?
No, her name was
Hillary.
Just wanted to be clear.
But I will tell you something, the times I met Hillary Clinton, three or four times I was
she wanted
her.
You?
I don't know that was the case.
That was Bill, actually.
But
I'll wear a blue dress for you.
You see how this all fell apart?
No, I was trying to be funny.
I know.
You got very serious.
Yeah. All right, so now after having this conversation,
there's no time for a phone call.
I know, it's all right. But the point I'm trying
to make. Anybody call in?
The point, there actually is some action here. The thing that has turned me off, and I wonder how many men think about this. Is a rhetorical question now. Or women. Women are always being fixed up with other men that their women friends are. It's always women who fix men and women up. It's not men.
Nice way to get out of this.
No, I'm not getting out of it. I don't want to be fixed up by people who don't really know what I want. 51 after the hour.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Star Wars.
Da, 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 da. John Williams won the Oscar for the best score. This was 1978. Remember, Star Wars came out in 77, so this would have been early 78. As a matter of fact, it was on this day in 1978. Star Wars took home 6 awards that night, lost to the best picture. This is a good question. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Chucker, do you know what the movie was that won in 1978 instead of Star Wars for the best picture?
I'll take a guess. Was it the Richard Dreyfuss Marshall Mason movie?
No. That's a good guess, though.
Clockwork Orange?
No.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Try the microphone, Robin. You're a radio professional.
You, I thought I was wrong.
No,
that's why I wouldn't talk into the mic.
Perfect. Chucker, say hi to Robin. You always say hi to Jennifer.
Hi,
and Roberta and Richie. Robin is here. Fell off the turnip cart as it went through town next to the farm. And so here she is. All right, nobody's got the answer to that question. Shall I make that the question of the day, Richie?
Let me play the first clip, audio clue, and I'll decide which question we go.
You're
going
to like the audio clue better.
Is there a problem, officer?
We got to do the audio clue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, the answer is Annie Hall. Annie Hall.
I loved that movie.
An interesting Woody Allen movie. Okay. With, who was it there? She's still around.
Keaton,
that's right, too. Thank you, Chucker. All right, so in a moment.
And Woody Allen's still going strong. I mean, he had his biggest box office hit money-wise, Midnight in Paris, last year, and he continues to attracting some of the biggest stars in the business. So
he's still icky, though. There's something about him.
I don't deny that, but in terms of his creativity.
All right, so yesterday I made a big mistake, so I'm here to fess up. Those of you who were upset with me yesterday because I asked the question about I put these clues together. Mm-hmm. Lou Diamond Phillips, abusive brother, girl named Don, Adelphi Records, and then...
here's how it went. Caller calls in and says, the answer's La Bamba. And I said, yay! And then Doug said,
no.
It's the fear of flying.
Anyway, so I apologize for not getting it right. Once in a while, I don't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Richie's dying to play these cuts. We'll play 3 little slices from a movie that highlights one of the stars whose birthday is today at 51. I actually thought he was older than that. I'm sort of surprised. At any rate, you heard one clip. 2 more to come. Know the answer, 800-510-8255 for the swell prize. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, second clue, Richie.
Called the quarter blood technique. You do that, a quarter blood will drop out of a person's body.
It's one of the greatest movies
right,
he ever
somebody
did.
Somebody surely will guess Beverly Hills Cop. All right, last clue.
It occurs to me that the best way you hurt rich people is by turning them into poor people.
Yeah.
Right, that's why we're all doing so well these days. 800-510-8255 is the name of that movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's a good, very entertaining movie. Let's get some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
All right, Chuck Curry, what do we have in the way of movie news, pal?
Okay, Doug, I think Rich will like this one. Adam Sandler's production company, Happy Madison, acquiring the rights to remake the Carl Reiner 1987 comedy Summer School. That one stars Mark Harmon and Christy Alley. That's had a real strong cult following in the last 20 years. I caught it on cable about 20-something years ago and always liked that film.
Didn't he win all of the Razzies? Sandler this week, didn't he win all the Razzies?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he swept the Razzies with his latest comedy, Jack and Jill. You know, I've always said I'm a big Adam Sandler film, but yeah. I'd have to argue that film was pretty terrible. The sequel to Dumb and Dumber starts filming this fall. Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels will return. The Farley brothers, who directed the original, also will helm that project. And big news, Doug, the Poseidon Adventure comes out on Blu-ray today, which is a major cause for celebration.
I find it interesting that the Queen has asked Daniel Craig as James Bond to kick off the opening of the Summer Olympics. She wants James Bond.
Yeah.
Played
Did you hear the
Craig.
Big outrage, though?
No.
In the James Bond movie, he is not going to be drinking martinis anymore. He's going to be drinking Heineken because they're paying for a sponsor.
Well, you know what? That's not surprising because half the production budget is on advertising within the film.
All right, Britt, what's the name of the movie?
48 Hours?
No, sir. Good guess, though. Richard in Anchorage, what's the name of the movie?
Trading Places.
Trading Places gets you the prize. You got it. 59 past the hour, and good day. Thanks, Chucker.